Well, it's a little bit kind of overcast this morning, but even if it was kind of dreary and some things like that, it should be a glorious day in the life of every Christian, for today we're one day closer than we ever have been before and coming into the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Pastor Stephen, we appreciate so much that you're allowing the Gideons to come and share at this time with the Bethel family, how the Lord is using the 240,000 men and women of the Gideons International in 176 countries around the world. And we were instructed by the Lord Jesus himself just before his ascension back into heaven to go ye into all the world, and together we can accomplish that mission. But I think it would only be together that we can, because such a large area around this world. But if you've had the opportunity, whether business or pleasure, whatever, to require a motel or hotel room, and you've seen a Bible in the stand that says, placed by the Gideons. Well, now you may have wondered, well, who are the Gideons? Well, the Gideons are business and professional men, and I'd like to believe that the number one ingredient is they're born-again Christians. We're members of local churches. We are believers in the inspired Word of God. We believe if it's placed in this Scripture, God inspired it to be placed there. We're members of local churches and dedicated to witnessing, personal witnessing for our Lord, and the distribution of that Word, of His Word, rather, around the world. We stand on the Word in Isaiah 55:11, and rather than look at here, I have it in larger print here, but it says, God says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please, it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. So he didn't say that we have to worry about placing his word and who's going to look at it, where it's going to be in the right place at the right time. He says, you place it there, then you leave it up to me. I'll take care of the rest of it. So that takes a lot of burden off. We don't have to worry about that. That's the Lord. Turn the burdens over to him, and he'll handle that for us. In accordance with God's word, the Gideon has a privilege of placing the Holy Scriptures in many places around the world. Now, God has really blessed this ministry. It's over 100 years old now. And at the very start, way back in the early 1900s, there were 25 Bibles placed in Iron Mountain, Montana, in Superior Motel there by a Gideon. And it taken over 20 years for the Gideons to place the first 1 million copies of God's Word. But to God be the glory, every 7 days there's a little over 1 million copies of God's Word placed in someone's hand. One by one, as they talked about. That is tremendous. We also have a statistic, we were talking about that a little bit earlier today, that the 1 millionth copy of Scripture was given to President Bush. We know we just can't get a few minutes with the President, and it's very difficult to get in. And I understand when the Gideon Ministry talked with his office about trying to get the 1 millionth copy and with his inscribed name there. It was kind of difficult, but when they finally did get in, and I think they were led to say, I believe, well, you'll probably have about 5 or 10 minutes with the President. But when they got in and started talking about the Lord and the ministry, they were in there about a half hour, which was really tremendous. But Bibles are placed in hotels and motels, as we just said there. We have what we call the Flood the World with Scriptures Month, which is April and October. And the Gideons are obligated to the Lord to check every hotel and motel room to make sure there's a very presentable copy of God's Word there. We never know when that one person may come along and has a need for that, and it's got to be there. These Bibles placed in the hotel or motel rooms has a potential, an expectancy of 6 years. A lot of it depends on some motels. It may not last for 6 years, but if they do for 6 years, it has potential of reaching 2,300 people. Now that, again, that may not be, if a person just forgot their scriptures and read it, that's okay, but there's been lives changed from that. It just, we have copies of numerous testimonies that have been recorded to where people used, men, women, and probably children there, that has used those scriptures to change lives. And it's just pretty well known that in our society, the people have used drugs and alcohol and anything that they think that they can do or absorb to try to help them get through some lives a little bit or some kind of a satisfaction. And when they find out, and a lot of them have, that you gain no long understanding with that kind of thing. So they turn to God's Word, and lives have been changed there. There's a place that another place that the word is placed is in hospital rooms. We have a special New Testament. It's got large print for the folks that like myself has gained a few years, and it needs to have larger print. But anyway, we put those in hospital rooms. I had a real close friend. She has her Bible at home. But when she had to go in for some tests, she didn't take her big home Bible with her. But when she got in there, it was going to be a little bit more extended than she thought it was. And as you, some of you may know, you may go in for a test, and as you come back, you may go into that same room or you may go into another room. Well, she's seen this New Testament, and she'd taken it with her. And when she would go back to the room, and she would have, she said, "I need for God to speak to me through His Word." So she would go back and look for the scriptures. And one of my other friends dropped by and was talking with her, and she said, "You know, I wish I knew a Gideon, because I could just express to him what this has meant to me." And she said, "Well, you know, Max, he's a Gideon." And when we do, I've been a number of times at TMH that we take the New Testament, we have administrative folks there, we'll call and say we're running short on scriptures. And we don't have any idea where they go or how effective they were. But I feel like the Lord Jesus Himself will know all about that. So we don't have to worry about that again. Colleges and schools. And I know from personal experience that it's very heartwarming to stand on a crosswalk or at a college campus and hand out New Testaments. And we pretty well know that a lot of the young students, they're not going to take this little testament that we give them right then and go to the dormitory or home and sit down and read it. But we do know when the time is right that God will use this and life will be changed. And I have a testimony here that I'd like to share with you from just that kind of thing. The Gideons received this testimony from a Reverend Richard Allen in McGehee, Arkansas. And he stated, "I urge you to stay faithful in the ministry. And when the struggle gets hard, remember there was a boy at the age of 14 years old that received one of your New Testaments. And he took it home with him. And that night, under the covers with his flashlight, he looked at God's Word for the first time in his life." And he said, the seed was planted at that time, but it was years later that he actually said, "Lord, I want you to be my Savior." And he accepted the Lord at that time. And he said, "This letter of thanks is to let you know that your works are not in vain, because I was that boy." So again, we have no idea when we place scriptures in different places of how far reaching that these would be. The camp I'm in Tallahassee, where our responsibility is over at FAMU, but also we help out at FSU as well as TCC. And we were talking a little bit ago, we can go on to college campuses and we can hand out this. We have a college level. This does go out to the college level. Now, from the fifth grade up, we can also go and stand on the public sidewalk. Now, it's been several years ago that we could go into, Gideons could go into the classroom, fifth grade up, and talk a little bit about the Gideon message. And if anyone would like a New Testament, they raise their hand and they were distributed to them. That has passed because we infringe on someone's rights. And so they remove that part of it. But we still can go stand on the public sidewalk and hand the New Testaments out. And what we do, we'll go into the schools and we will talk to the principals and let them know that the Gideons will be on the sidewalks after school and hand out the New Testaments. And it's just really heartwarming how these young students, all you got to, we'll see them come in a group and you just kind of get their eyes, hey, how you doing? And if the first one takes a Bible, they say, hey, this is a Bible, so we need this, so we can hand them out just as fast as you can. Of course, they come out in groups too, so you got to be kind of fast to get them out there. But they're so enthusiastic about it. And like we said, they're not going to immediately go and study this, but it will change a life when the time is right. And we have to always hold up on that. There's another way, a very special way, that all of us can be involved in the ministry. We placed a card rack in the vestibule this morning that has in memory and also in honor or thinking of you. We're not trying to run competition with Hallmark, but this is a tremendous way. We know in our custom in this country, loved ones pass away, or there's special graduations that happened, and we want to let them know this. But in memory, you can send one Bible or as many as you like in memory of a loved one that passed on. The name of that person is not placed in the scriptures. That'd be impossible to do that. But in the more recent ones, it will say in memory. This one was placed by the Gideons in memory of someone that donated this scripture or donated the funds to purchase this scripture. And again, the person that was donated for is not, the name is not there. But again, I think that the Lord will have a record, and we don't need to know, I don't think, personally, we may want to know, but it's not that important to us. The important thing is that we get the word out there and get it to the person that has a need, and we all wind up with him in the final outcome, where it's the most important part of our life. We very much support or appreciate very much the support of our church families that support and financially and with prayers of the Gideon Ministry. That helps make it possible that we can do this 1 million copies. In fact, there was 59 million copies in a year of this past year, which equates a little bit over 1 million copies every 7 days. So it's a tremendous thing. But in the 21 countries that were formerly behind the Iron Curtain, which is kind of hard to believe that it was in 1989, that's a long time ago when it came down, but since that time, there has been over 70 million copies of God's Word distributed in that section of the world. And that is tremendous. In all parts of the world, their annual incomes are just a percentage of what we're blessed in this country. We live in one of the most blessed countries on the face of the earth, as my mom used to say. But I feel like by living in a blessed country, it also puts a little bit more responsibility on us that we provide. We have Gideons in 176 countries around the world. Now, they don't have the funds to go out and purchase the scriptures, but we do have loving church families that supplies donations that purchase these scriptures. Now, we in this country, the Gideons can, in the summer, with our air conditioning, we can get in our cars and we can drive different places, motels, hotels, or out to the schools for distribution. But there, they don't have those luxuries. They ride bicycles, they walk, but they get the job done. They deliver those scriptures, and they do it very enthusiastically. So I think it does place a little bit more responsibility, and the United States holds up to that because a high percentage of the funds purchase these scriptures comes from our great country. It's customary in our Gideons to ask. There's three ways that our congregations could participate and assist our ministry. And the first one, number one, it says, pray for us. Pray for the ministry. Because our camp in Tallahassee, Monday mornings at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, we meet at our camp meets at Radisson. As numbers, as it will be again, all of our camp will not be there, but there'll be some specific ones, but at 7 a.m. of the morning, we meet at a Radisson for our prayer breakfast. We read the scriptures and we pray. We pray for our pastors. We appreciate so much our pastors that invite the Gideons in to the church, and we so much appreciate our church families that offer financial contributions that makes it possible to purchase the Word. And a very important thing about that, the Gideon ministry, and I think that the membership, that we pay annual dues, and that membership helps take care of all the administrative costs. Every dollar that's donated by our church families, whether it's Memorial Bible that we just talked about, and on the back of your bulletin it will outline a little bit of how you could use that program if necessary. But every dollar that's donated through that way, it goes to purchase the scriptures that we talked about that would go into hotels and motels or in the hands of people around the world. There were some Gideons in a third world country that were handing out the scriptures in the schools. And a little girl had received a copy of God's Word when they were leaving. She said, "Mister, when are you going to be back?" And he said, "Well, did you get a New Testament this morning?" She said, "Yes, sir, I did. But if you don't come back," said, "I've got a brother and sister that's smaller than I am, and if you don't come back, they won't get a word." So he says it's important that we come back in future to make sure that folks like that are placed in their hands, a copy of God's Word. The second way, we ask... It's as the ministry is 100 years old, I've got several years, but not 100 years. So we ask for membership. If anyone is interested in the Gideon Ministry, in the business, professional, Christian organization, and would like to discuss that, I'd be happy to talk with you after the services here this morning. The last is, as I just mentioned, the financial contributions. And we appreciate so very much the support of our church families around this great country that makes that possible. And again, Brother Stephen, I appreciate so much you letting me come this morning and share this with the family. And we'll remember you in the morning in our prayer meeting time. And all we ask is you keep us in your prayer. Thank you very much. That's good.